Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nedarim. Once Nisuin takes place, the husband will be able to be Mayfair his wife's Nedarim alone. But this new right to be Mayfair as her full husband does not extend back to before the Nisuin. The way we frame that is the term is Eino Mayfair Bekodman. The husband is unable to be Mayfair Nedarim that preceded the marriage. The Arus, as we have seen, however, doesn't have his own ability to be Mayfair. He just joins the father as a partner in the father's right. Therefore, Mishnah Gimel teaches us that the Arus, paradoxically really, because the Arus's power is less than the full husband after Nisuin, the Arus can be Mayfair any of those Nedarim that the father can be Mayfair. Of course, if they hear about them after the Kiddushin, right, even if the actual neder was made before the Kiddushin, right, so that's conceptually that's made for Bekodman because he wasn't yet her husband at all when the neder was made, but since he is her husband when he hears about it, and the father has the right to be made for that because he was already the father, then the husband has that right as well. For example, to illustrate, the Mishnah gives us an extreme case. Nadra Mishnah Gimel. Nadra v'hi Arusa. If she made a neder when she was in Arusa, she was married but not Nisuin. Okay? Now, Nisgar Shabo Bayom, then on that day she gets divorced. Nisar Shabo Bayom, and then she gets married to somebody else. Afil Lemea, even if this happens 100 times, she gets divorced and remarried, and divorced and remarried, and divorced and remarried, and all of these cases are talking about Kiddushin and not Nisuin. Right, and the reason the Mishnah emphasizes Bo Bayom on that day is because we're presuming that at some point the father heard about the nether. And once the father hears about the nether, he must be Mayfair or not within 24 hours. He doesn't have longer than that. So we're talking about here that after the father heard about the nether, presumably the husband did as well, but it doesn't really matter because he's out of the picture within the first three words of the Mishnah. But husband number two, husband number three, husband number four, etc. So the Mishnah tells us, Aviha Ubala Ha'acharon Mefirin Nedareha. Even if she gets divorced and remarried 100 times, so then the father and husband number 101 can be Mefir together, even though she made the neder before she married him, right? 100 husbands before, in the case of the Mishnah. But nevertheless, this husband and the father can be Mefir together, even though it's Bekodman, even though it certainly precedes the time of their Erusin. Is that klal? As a general rule, this is the rule, right? Kol shelo yatzas l'rishus atzma sha'achas. As long as she hasn't completely left the father's rishus, and that could happen really in one of two ways, by completing Nisuin or by turning 12 and a half. But if neither of those things has happened, then then the father can be made for jointly with the last husband. The father, because he retains those rights, he hasn't lost them yet because he didn't leave his rishos fully, and the final arus, because he is joining the father, and so it's not common for the father, and therefore the arus can join him.